Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name.
Beat Migs.
Don't be a loser.
Hey guys, guess what? What day is it? It's hump day! Or as my good buddy Joe says, Wednesday.
Oh yeah, it is.
For Waluigi.
Yeah. Oh, got it.
Wednesday. All right. Anyways, who is ready to play?
I have
play
no
BB?
Idea what just happened right there.
I don't either.
You got to listen to BJ Shea's Geek Nation. You'll get that reference.
Yes, fair.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, Steve, you're really, you know what, you're mid.
Yep. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if Justin is with us or is mid or I don't know what the kids are saying these days. But Justin from Ferndale, are you there?
Good morning.
Morning. Steve?
Yes?
Please leave.
Goodbye.
Thank you. For those playing at home, Justin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions and you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Sure am. Let's do it.
All right. What is the main ingredient in a falafel?
Chickpea.
Correct. What does the S stand for in the abbreviation NASA?
Space.
Correct. What color is the middle circle in the Google Chrome logo?
The middle circle, blue.
Correct. There are 132 of what in the White House?
Bathrooms.
Nope.
Bedrooms?
Nope. Pass.
Doors?
No. What number is a thousand thousands?
It's a thousand thousand, a million?
Correct. Frankfurt is the capital of what U.S. city? Or what U.S. state, excuse me. What is the official language of Austria?
German.
Correct. Who played the title character in the early 2000s movie Shallow Hal?
Oh, that would be Jack Black.
Correct. Fall Out Boy had the 2005 hit song titled Sugar, We're Going Blank.
Down.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right, Justin.
Good
boy,
job.
It's going to be close. I think the ones that Justin was like tripping and stumbling on, I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm going to get a song ready, though, because Steve did not have the greatest day yesterday.
No, he did not.
Yeah.
I was just talking to your son about that. I was like, man, yesterday was rough.
It was. And Monday, you weren't stellar either, really.
Yeah, but it was better than yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday was just a poop show.
Yesterday was a poop show.
I don't know. Yep. Everything all at once.
Yes.
But how about right now? Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What is the main ingredient in a falafel?
Bread.
No.
Yeast.
No.
Meat.
No. What does the S stand for in the abbreviation NASA?
Space.
Correct. What color is the middle circle in the Google Chrome logo?
Orange?
Nope.
Red?
Nope.
Blue?
Yes!
Woo!
There are 132 of what in the White House?
Dogs?
No.
Clocks?
Nope.
132 walls?
No. What number is a thousand thousands?
A million.
Yes!
Whoa.
Frankfurt is the capital of what
Germany.
U.S. state?
Oh. Virginia?
No.
Frankfurt, Alabama?
Nope.
Frankfurt City?
No. What is the official language of Austria?
German.
Yes. Hey, who played the title character in the early 2000s movie Shallow Hal?
Oh, that's Jack Black.
Correct. Fall Out Boy had the 2005 hit song titled Sugar, We're Going Blank.
Down.
Down.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 to 7. You lose.
Yeah, buddy. Nice work, Justin.
Oh, my God. Back over 500, finally.
Woo!
Look at that.
You know what? I blame Joe.
Okay.
Oh, really? What did Joe do?
I don't know. He's struggling, and I think his mojo just rubbed off on me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well,
Joe
you
got
to stop rubbing up on Joe.
You know, and I'm talking to him, and I just think he takes me out of my mental focus.
You know what? Maybe this will help get you back up. You feel good? You feel like a winner?
No.
No, because you're a loser, baby. That's why. Woo! I got my mojo, I'll tell you that.
All right. He did get correct what the main ingredient in falafel is. It's chickpeas. Falafel is actually like the little...
It's a little ball thing, right?
I was going to ask, do you know what a falafel is?
No.
Okay.
Clearly. First, I got them confused with naan bread.
They're delicious.
And then I got it confused with...
pita bread, perhaps?
And then
that's what they give
and
you
then
with
a gyro.
Sometimes.
I started thinking about gyros.
Gyros are good,
and
too.
Gyros have meat in them.
And you could do a gyro with falafels.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, clearly I have no idea what a falafel is, Danny.
You should try one. They're delicious.
I've had them.
Okay.
He just doesn't know what he's eating.
No.
So
Fair enough.
This tastes good.
Yeah.
Why ask?
I think it might also be vegan.
It might be, actually.
Yeah, I think. So you know what? You still can do it.
There are 132 of what in the White House?
Did anybody get it?
No, Justin was kind of close, but he was too specific.
Did he say bathrooms?
He said bathrooms. He said like bedrooms, but it's just
sinks.
Rooms.
Oh. Yeah, I guess 130-something bathrooms would be a lot.
Yeah. And no one got Frankfort is the capital of what U.S. state?
Oh, that's Kentucky.
Yeah, correct. You still know all the capitals, right?
I know. I don't know them like I used to. I'm bad again. I used to be the kid that knew that stupid stuff, but not anymore.
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Justin. You beat Steve.
By the way, Shallow Hal, which at the time was really a...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Very sweet movie about a dude that, you know, and I remember Tony Robbins was in it, and he basically brainwashed Jack Black's character into just seeing beauty everywhere.
Right.
And so Gwyneth Paltrow played, you know, she was in a heavy suit.
Yeah.
And, but I don't know if that movie would really be okay today, since we have all the body dysmorphic stuff that's, because what was it, 20 years old, that movie?
Dude, has it been that long?
It's been a long time.
I don't think it ages. Yeah. If we looked at, yeah.
I think it does, because the message is still, I mean, aside from her actually doing like the whole fat suit and stuff, but Eddie Murphy did that Nutty Professor. So at that point, I feel like the message is still great. It's like you should be able to find beauty in, no matter what.
The trouble is that he had to be brainwashed to not really, you know what I mean?
But at the end, he's not brainwashed anymore.
But they kept showing her.
Spoiler alert, you jerks.
Oh, wait. You're welcome. I know you haven't seen it yet.
Here's why it's brain. Here's why it's bad. And I just realized why. And this is my point. When he sees her, he doesn't see her as the heavy person. He sees her as skinny Gwyneth Paltrow. That's my point. Like, his vision of her is he imagines her to be beautiful the way we identify beautiful. That's why I don't think it ages anymore. If he just kept seeing her as a heavy person and thought she was beautiful, that'd be fine. But every time he looked at her after he was brainwashed, she was like regular, you know, hey, I'm gorgeous Gwyneth Paltrow by the standards of when the movie came out.
It is interesting because, like, over the last few years, there's been several articles written about Shallow Hal. I mean, from 2000 on, like, all about, like, how it was a fat-phobic movie. It says, despite a positive message at the end, the movie has been labeled fat-phobic.
Yeah.
And just a bunch of, I guess even Gwyneth Paltrow said that the movie was a disaster.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I get that they tried to have a good message, but they kind of didn't realize they were going, hey, man, you know, and so, yeah, I didn't know any of those articles existed, Steve. I just thought, man, I don't think that
that's funny you brought that up. I wonder if that's just like a thing, like people dig up old movies to see and then complain about them. Which is not fair, because you have to take in the context, like when something was made, the intentions weren't there. Some people just didn't understand like what was offensive or what was hurting other people, because maybe there wasn't like a soapbox for a lot of people to get on like there is now with social media.
Or maybe so much not digging up the movie, but there are times where I'm like, oh my God, I love this movie when I was in middle school, or watch it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a little cringy.
Can't watch this anymore.
Can't really watch it anymore. Just knowing what I know now and how I've grown and how the world's grown, it just feels a little weird.
So I just stick with wrestling. I've never done anything that seems borderline
offensive. No,
they've always been on the up and up. Yeah. And everything that they've done has been very respectful towards everyone.
Yeah, wrestling, even to this day. Yeah, I mean, even Vince McMahon, just always, he is a perfect example of how to be a boss.
Never once have I cringed at anything.
No, No, not at all. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.